91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 22 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Conrad Black is back in a Chicago courtroom waiting to find out whether he'll be sent back to prison. The 66-year-old former media baron and his wife Barbara Meal did not speak to reporters as they entered the building. Judge Amy St. Eve will rule on whether Black must serve more time for the fraud and obstruction of justice convictions that he failed to have overturned on appeal. Black has served 29 months of a 6.5-year sentence in a Florida prison and has been out on bail since last summer. MPs made speeches all night as part of the debate over a back-to-work bill to end the Canada Post lockout. Alan Black has more.
The sun was rising on the East Coast as MPs continued to debate the back-to-work bill. It was tabled on Monday after Canada Post employees were locked out following a series of rotating strikes. All parties were hoping the bill would produce a settlement, but contract talks fell apart on Wednesday. The Tories say the bill must pass to avoid prolonged economic fallout. But since yesterday was the last scheduled sitting day for the Commons, MPs can't adjourn until the bill is sent to the Senate. Labor Minister Lisa Raitt has said, "We will sit here as long as we need to sit here." And they continue to do just that early this morning. Alan Black, The Canadian Press.
The Special Investigations Unit says its probe of a shooting in Lindsay that left a police officer in hospital and a man dead is continuing. The SIU says 12 investigators, including four forensic, are working on the case. A 21-year-old man from Durham died when Kawartha Lakes and Peterborough police raided an alleged crack house on Wednesday. Peterborough Constable Keith Calderwood remains in stable condition at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. CFB Trent will be having a change of command for the 429 squadron today. Lieutenant Colonel Ian Huddleston will relinquish command to Lieutenant Colonel Jason Stark. 8-Wing Commander Colonel Dave Cochran will preside over the ceremony. Some good news for Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak and his family. Hudak posted a tweet yesterday saying his 3-year-old daughter Miller had been moved out of the intensive care unit at Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children and into a regular bed. He says he and his wife Debbie are very relieved and thankful. There's no word on Miller's illness. The Hudaks appealed for privacy when they disclosed their daughter was in hospital. A man who prefers to remain behind the scenes, quietly giving to the community, was brought into the public eye by the Children's Aid Society. Jennifer Bowman has a story.
Wayne Dewey has done many things for the community, particularly for youth at risk, but he likes to do it quietly. Last night at their annual meeting, the Children's Aid Society awarded him with the J.J. Kelso Award. The award is given to a person or an organization in the community each year for their outstanding contributions to child welfare in the Belleville area. Dewey's parents fostered children, and he says he was taught that if he can give anything to help someone, that's what he should do. Now he's involved in many charities, including breakfast programs at schools and the Strong Kids program. Dewey says he hopes he'll make a difference in someone's life. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Belleville.
Toronto police say the vandalism and damage during the G20 summit last year was so widespread because they lacked the ability to respond quickly enough. That's one of the findings of an internal Toronto police service audit. It says that when groups of people broke free of one main protest crowd, the riot police lacked the mobility and speed to respond right away. The report comes up with 10 recommendations, including developing a way to identify people in a crowd who threaten the public safety. And the bills are coming in after last week's riot in Vancouver. The city's Downtown Business Improvement Association says the cost of the damage and looting is estimated at $4 to $5 million. About 60 stores were vandalized and 20 were looted. Some store owners also found their cars torched. Officials say employees at some stores feared for their safety and in one case, fended off the mob with fire extinguishers. Osama bin Laden had considered changing al-Qaeda's name. Bin Laden wrote that al-Qaeda's new name should convince Muslims worldwide that they were in a holy war with America. Reporter Matt Apozo says there were a variety of considerations.
Among the names he thought about changing it to was the Arabic for Monotheism and Jihad Group, or the Arabic translation for Restoration of the Caliphate Group. They don't quite have the ring to them that al-Qaeda does. And he'd also talked about maybe going back and maybe trying to rebrand under the original umbrella of al-Qaeda al-Jihad.
In a letter recovered during the U.S. raid that killed him, bin Laden wrote that his terrorist organization needed a name change because his group was killing too many Muslims. There may be more trouble for Southwest Airlines after a pilot's sexist and gay-bashing rant was accidentally broadcast over the radio last March. Jim Ryan explains.
The pilot with the stuck microphone and the dirty mouth has been reprimanded by Southwest Airlines, and his boss, Captain Chuck McGill, has issued a public mea culpa.
On behalf of the pilot, I want to apologize to our employees, to our customers, and to fellow pilots in the industry.
But the union representing the flight attendants may take it a step beyond and file a discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They have not made a specific demand. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
$1 drink days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
It was a memorable night for two Toronto area basketball players who played last season at the University of Texas. Forward Tristan Thompson was selected fourth overall in the NBA draft by Cleveland, while guard Corey Joseph went late in the first round to San Antonio. Cleveland, which also had the first pick, started the proceedings by taking Duke guard Kyrie Irving. The Toronto Raptors selected Lithuanian center Jonas Valančiūnas with the fifth overall pick. Raptors general manager Brian Colangelo says he's happy to add another key building block.
I think a lot of teams like where we are. You know, when I talk to people in the league, they like what we have as a good base. They like our flexibility. They love this pick.
And tonight it's the National Hockey League's turn to restock their rosters. Barring a trade, the Edmonton Oilers will have the first pick in the draft, and without confirming it, have given every indication they will add center Ryan Nugent-Hopkins of the Red Deer Rebels to their young pool of talent. Winnipeg's NHL team will hold a news conference soon to unveil Claude Noel as the coach. Noel is no stranger to the Peg after coaching the Manitoba Moose of the AHL last season. And according to sources, the franchise is expected to unveil its team name prior to tonight's draft. The Philadelphia Flyers hit the reset button on a team only a year removed from a trip to the Stanley Cup final. The Flyers traded team captain Mike Richards to Los Angeles and their leading scorer Jeff Carter to Columbus. The move clears up cap space to sign goalie Ilya Bryzgalov to a nine-year deal. The Washington Nationals are in the market for a new manager. Jim Riggleman announced his resignation from the club yesterday. Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo says he doesn't like the way Riggleman resigned so abruptly.
Very disappointing, and disappointing to the players in the clubhouse, to the fan base of Washington, to the city of Washington, D.C., and personally to myself. But we will move on.
Chad Cockerett thinks his performance didn't hurt his chance of grabbing a spot on the Toronto Argonauts roster. The rookie running back galloped 73 yards for a touchdown with 33 seconds left to give the Argos a 30-23 CFL preseason victory over Winnipeg. The Blue Bombers made a game of it after entering the fourth quarter trailing 23-9. And Los Angeles Lakers forward Ron Artest says give peace a chance. Artest wants to change his name to Meta World Peace. His lawyer filed a petition in Los Angeles Superior Court seeking the change. Artest cites personal reasons for wanting to make the change. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. 91x weather. Today, showers with a risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 20. Tonight, showers low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning, clearing late in the evening, reaching a high of 20. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 24. At 12:08, it's 22 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.